like anybody else, sometimes you just start watching things. You kind of get, you know, deep into it, and then you're there. Oftentimes that's with a series, but with Oppenheimer, it's a 3-hour commitment. What a great movie. Ivy and I, we've been talking about watching it. Actually, the first time we tried to watch it, I might have fallen asleep. And Ivy's here with me now, and she'll tell you that's exactly what happened. Ivy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. And so we ended up watching Oppenheimer. What a fabulous film it turned out to be. And I'm sitting there looking at parts of it going, and these people deserve, you know, Robert Downey Jr. said, man, he deserves an Oscar for this. Guess what?
He got one. Yeah, you said that yesterday as the film ended. Like, man, he played a great part. And I actually didn't realize it was him at first until you pointed it out. And we went and confirmed that it was him. But yeah, what an outstanding film. And we don't get a lot of extra time in our life. So committing to 3 hours, weekend, it works out. But yeah, it was great cinematography, great acting. For me, it was a great look historically, because I wasn't really that familiar with the Manhattan Project and everything that was involved in that. Obviously, I knew some names of scientists that were involved, but getting to see everything that happened was pretty incredible.
It was pretty incredible, right? You didn't know about them building the whole community in New Mexico and so forth. Anyhow, it won 7 Oscars, did Oppenheimer, and so I would...
And what did they win? I know they won Best Supporting Actor.
Cillian Murphy, Best Actor, Oppenheimer himself, and of course, Best Cinematography, which you point out, and it was pretty remarkable. And yes. The fact that, this is the part that I guess I didn't know, is that they later, people destroyed Oppenheimer's career.
Right.
Because he had been a communist sympathizer in the 20s and 30s,
but
which he was.
But was that really what it was about? To me, it was that he did not want to continue to build big bombs.
Right. He said, look, he didn't want to take the next step to hydrogen bombs, which of course we went to H-bombs and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one movie watch. We had a movie watching weekend, didn't we?
We did.
And maybe a trip to the Capitol Grill's thrown in the middle of there somewhere. Anyhow, The Sound of Freedom brought Angel Studios into the forefront of America, I think. Fair way to put it. So they have this new movie called, a couple of them, but The Shift is a movie we caught over the weekend, which I thought was fascinating and brought us into, it's almost like a Twilight Zone type thing.
It was. For me, I thought it was an excellent film. It really showed you that evil exists. You know, I think that a lot of times we do live in a bit of a secular society, and, it's kind of like this thing between good and evil. But the reality is, evil, and if you want to say that evil is the devil or Lucifer or whoever can create that evil, it certainly exists. And it really was able to capture that, and here is hell. This is what hell looks like. And the main actor in the film tries, and actually he goes to prayer, and he's able to overcome his experience in hell through his faith. And it was just really incredibly done. I think we as people in society need to realize that actually exists, that evil actually exists. And it is not very far away if you're not careful. In your behavior and your actions.
Yeah, I agree with
that. What are your takeaways?
No, I agree with that completely. I mean, evil is never more than arm's length away.
Well, it's the constant whisper in your ear. And I think that the enemy, being the devil, and that's what I call him, is that he preys on your weaknesses. If you don't... Whatever your weaknesses are, he's constantly whispering in your ear, you're not good enough, whatever those are. And then all of a sudden you're believing those. You're believing the lie.
Yeah. And I thought that the way, and the guy defied the devil, which I thought was, anyhow, it was a great film. And Cabrini is another film from Angel Films, Angel Studios, I should say. They brought us The Sound of Freedom, which ended up doing, $100 million worldwide about human trafficking. And the left tried to say it was some sort of a right-wing conspiracy theory movie. No, it's about child sex trafficking.
Yeah.
That's no conspiracy theory. That happens every day.
In fact, I just printed out, and I didn't bring them out here with me. I can grab them at the break. But the speaking of that, the amount of children that are missing in the world.
50,000. Or more.
Yeah, 50,000 unaccounted for children, 300, and I think it's 330,000 just in the United States alone, where, you know, parents have no idea where their child is. And it is definitely something no one talks about. It's a very uncomfortable conversation, but it is.
Oh, I know what it was. It wasn't 50,000 missing. It was 50,000. We heard this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
50,000 that have been viewed or subjected to online abuse, sexual abuse.
Yes.
That they've seen this little boy or this little girl, and they've seen them,
mm-hmm.
can't identify them. And that number is at least 50,000 globally, half of which are in the United States. Mm-hmm. And then you've got 330,000 people that are missing. And mm-hmm. so when you look at these sorts of things, it's like...
Children, I mean infants, a large proportion of that statistic...
3,000 or 4,000 were infants.
Were infants.
I mean, what? You know, if you don't think true evil exists, if you don't think human trafficking exists, I don't know what world you're living in.
Right.
I mean, we this is the problem that I have with the open border, of course, is that it's unregulated, it's unchecked.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not only people coming in, it's people going out. It's the drugs that are coming over into
sure.
our country. It's so many things. I think it's 3.6 million people in the last how many months? 36 months?
It's actually
7.6 million.
Right.
Excuse me.
It depends on who you listen to. You know,
right.
I believe it's double that, actually. And the Biden administration, strangely, this is mind blowing to me. You and I talked about this. The Trump administration put in this basically instant DNA test. Took about 90 minutes. If you're with a child coming across
the border, solution to ensure the safety of children. To make sure that the people who this child, whatever child it is going to this family, is ensuring that they have some sort of biological connection.
Right.
So that they're just not going out there in the world to who knows where they're going. And I think from what I recall, they put a phone number on the kid's hand. And
yeah.
then so
call
that
this person.
Call this number so that they can get where they need to be. Who knows what...
But nobody knows what that is, right? And right now you have tens of thousands of kids that are missing that came across the border,
mm-hmm.
That nobody knows where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge problem. But why would the Biden administration get rid of this instant DNA test? It took about 90 minutes. And so then you would know if there was a connection between this guy who has an 8-year-old girl with him that he's dragging across the border, who has a phone number on her hand.
Right.
I mean, this is pretty simple stuff. I mean, talk about evil.
It would certainly dissuade folks from human trafficking if they knew that they were going to have to go through this DNA test.
Well, at least it
certainly would help.
Protect the kids.
Do something.
That's the point, right?
Right.
You know, and if you haven't seen The Sound of Freedom from Angel Studios, I strongly suggest you see The Sound of Freedom because that will explain to you in a make yourself sick to your stomach kind of a way that it's real. All right, we're going to take a break here. Ivy, don't go anywhere. I'm not quite done here yet. We got lots of time. And, man, you look great, so why not stick around? By the way, you can watch the live stream on X. They used to call it Twitter. We call it X. There's a live stream there if you want to check it out. You can always listen live at stevegruber.com and click the Listen Live button or Live Now or whatever it says. Ivy knows better than I do. Anyhow. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.